nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
I'm so sorry. No problemo.
That's all right.
Is this a picture of Lionel the Vinyl? I love him. He's no Wayne Newton, but he's my favorite rapper. You don't know Lionel, do you?
Know him? I made him a star. I'm Clive Enright, his manager and producer. You, are you a fan?
Am I a fan? Am I a fan? I love him. I've got all his records. My favorite is Emotion Potion. I'm drowning in an ocean of your Emotion Potion. I'm kicking my feet and stopping the commotion. And your lips so fine and your face so sweet.
Okay.
It moves me, right, it touches me, it got me off my feet.
Hey, hey! Don't stop him. He is good. He is? Yeah, he's got a very unique kind of appeal. He does? Absolutely. Oh, Belky. Yo, Belky.
Can't stop now, babe.
Well. Listen. I have been in the music business for 15 years, and you have got star written all over you.
No, Belky, that's not what he meant. I should tell you that Belky takes everything very literally.
And who are you?
I'm Belky's cousin. I've been dealing with this for years. You have to be very careful what you say to him. If you tell him he can be a star, he'll think he can be a star.
He can. Look at him. He has warmth. He has innocence. People eat that garbage up. Combined with the right music, this guy could make a fortune.
A fortune? You're kidding.
No, look, I am prepared right now to offer you a recording contract. And I want you to star in your own music video.
Oh, Mr. Enright, I that's very nice of you, but I don't think I ever could be a star like Lionel the Vinyl.
That's what Lionel said when I discovered him working in the auto parts store. He went from putting on hubcaps to owning his own limo in 2 weeks. Listen, call me if you reconsider.
He's reconsidered. I didn't introduce myself properly. I'm not only Belky's cousin, I'm also Belky's agent. But why don't we take a meeting? Do lunch. Is tomorrow too soon to ink a deal?
My office, 3:00. I'll supply the ink.
Well, sir, just a moment of your time. I have a few questions. When did I reconsider? What is an agent, and when did you become one?
An agent is someone like myself who negotiates big money deals for a performer, like yourself, in exchange for a nominal percentage of the aforementioned big money. I think the standard rate is 50%.
That's not enough. Cousin, you should have at least half. But I'm not a performer. I'm just Belky. I'm just your average Joe Blonicki on the street. I sing for friends, for family, for the occasional sheep. Although, once I did sell out the meadow.
Well, of course you sold out the meadow. You have talent.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
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 No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Listen, Belky, what if Wayne Newton had said he didn't have talent? There'd be no red roses for a blue lady. There'd be no Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. There'd be no Dunkishin.
Wait a minute, Carson. I know you like the back of my head. You're going to try to trick Becky by using Wayne's name in vain.
Okay, all right, Dokey. You are much too smart for that.
Well, I should say so.
I was just thinking how proud Wayne Newton's mother must be of him. And how proud your mama would be of you if you... Well, never mind.
What were you going to say? Mama would be proud of me if what?
No,
you were right in the middle of it? You can't just throw out the mama reference and just let it die. I need you to finish your thought.
I was just thinking how proud your mama would be of you if you came back to Meepos a big, big star. You performing for all of Meepos. Mama, there in the front row. Look. There she is. You introduce her from the stage. And then she comes up for the last act and performs. She plays the tambourine. Oh! But she doesn't need that kind of joy in her life.
Cousin, I want to do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to do it for Mama. I want her to bang her tambourine and kick up her clogs. Oh, cousin, she'll be so proud.
All right, you've worn me down.
Oh, thank you, cousin. I know the perfect opening act. New kids in the flock. Cousin, I am so nervous. I have only had 1 week to rehearse. What if I forget my song? What if I lose my voice? What if I get a hog in my throat?
You won't get a hog in your throat. You won't get any farm animal in your throat. You are going to be great. Now just relax. No. You have talent.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, you do. That is why you are getting big bucks to do this video.
Oh, cousin, imagine getting paid to sing. I love to sing. I would sing for nothing.
Don't you ever say that.
Fresh young Balky B.
Are you ready to cook?
Well, not really. My crock pot's at home in the kitchen.
Could I speak to you for just a moment?
Problem with the contract?
Yes, there is a problem. Clauses B, H, and K are totally unacceptable. In addition, I would like private limousine service for fresh young Balky B and myself. And there is to be an ample supply of M&Ms in the dressing room at all times. Remove all the green ones.
No M&Ms. No limo. Clauses B, H, and K stay as is or he's out.
Deal. Love it.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Just sign it.
Yo, Fresh. Now, we happen in five, so I need you to jump in your threads, hang tight, and wait till I toss you a cue. Capis?
Yes, sir. I mean, yo, sir.
There you go.
What did he just say?
Fresh Young Balky B video, take two.
through my flock of sheep. My mind was bent and couldn't get no sleep. I was dreaming of a world I knew. If I could get to, would make my dreams come true. So I packed up and I said goodbye to my mama. And I crossed the sky to a new land where I work and play with Colson Laddie each and every day. Fulfilling and I'm chilling. New ground beside me and I'm willing to go to the top. And that's why I'm telling y'all not to stop. Cause if you're looking to do the same, don't go cooking up the brand new game. Just reach for what you got inside. Cause you're your own ticket to ride.
Fresh, fresh, young.
Let's watch the video. I hope you like my singing. Maybe someday I'll win a grandma.
A Grammy. Win a Grammy.
That's what I said. Although winning one could never replace the sweet little old lady I left on Meepos.
Well, when you do win, we'll renegotiate. We are going to make a fortune.
Okay. Pass the teeth and over the gums. Look out, eyes. Here it comes.
Don't worry, Marianne. I didn't sing back.
Look. This is my part. This is where I sing by myself.
I was tending to my flock of sheep. My mind was bending. Couldn't get no sleep. I was dreaming of a world I knew if I could get to would make my dreams come true.
Gee. Yeah, boy. Balky, it's amazing how different your singing voice is.
It's not his voice, Marianne.
Oh, my Lord. You're right. They dubbed in a different voice.
I worked so hard and they threw my voice away. How could this happen? How could another voice get into my mouth?
Well, I don't know, but if you gotta have a different voice, that's a good one to have.
It's not my voice.
But you look fabulous. Your mama is gonna be very proud.
My mama's going to be proud of what? Of me pretending to be somebody else? I don't want to do this. I'm not going to be Fresh Young Balky B anymore.
Balky, be reasonable. If you're not going to be Fresh Young Balky B, you are letting a fortune slip through my fingers, your fingers. Balky, you cannot throw away the opportunity of a lifetime.
Cousin, you are wasting your breath mints. I am not going to be moving my lips for somebody else's voice that is dishonest.
It is not dishonest. Everybody does it. Did you know that Natalie Wood didn't do her own singing in West Side Story? Or that Audrey Hepburn lip-synced her songs in My Fair Lady?
I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is that someone else sang for The Little Mermaid.
Yes. And don't even ask about Mr. Ed.
Not Mr. Ed.
All right, Balky, think of this as a group effort. It's like building a car. One person makes the engine. Another person makes the body. Another person puts in the seats. In the end, it doesn't matter who did what. You have a Buick.
But someone else's voice is coming out of the radio.
Okay, all right. Forget cars. Think of it as making a cake.
Close enough.
One person puts in the flour.
Close enough.
Another person breaks the egg.
Close enough.
Another person...
You're getting a little bogged down in images here. Now, let me ask you this. How many times have Marshall and Walpole taken credit for an article you've written? How many times have Marshall and Walpole taken credit for an article you've written?
It's not the kind of thing I keep track of.
How many?
21.
21? 21 times. Now, how does that make you feel?
Hey, I'm okay with it. All right, it bothers me a little. I hate it.
Well, of course you do. It's not fair to take credit for someone else's work.
You're right.
Thank you, cousin.
Think of it as building a house.
Cousin, would you just...
Okay, all right. I see your point. I'll just call and write and insist that you do your own singing.
Thank you, cousin.
I can't believe you two are hanging on to your day jobs. You're both about to become millionaires. Okay, listen, Belky, I've got a schedule here of your promotional appearances.
Mr. Enright, this is very, very difficult for me to say, but Belky won't be making any promotional appearances unless he does his own singing.
What is he saying?
I saw the video, and I don't like it. I don't like that someone else's voice is coming out of my mouth.
Belkster, come on. When I said I was going to make you a star, it wasn't for your singing.
It wasn't?
It's your unique look that I want to sell. See, I always plan to match your look with JJJ's voice. None of my clients use their own voices.
This won't affect profit participation, will it?
Cousin, please. Are you telling me that Lionel the Vinyl is just a pair of moving lips?
What I'm saying.
What about Neon Leon? Jazzy Jake?
None of them sing a note.
Well, paint me green and call me Gumby. Mr. Enright, you are a dishonest person, and I wash my face of you.
Not so fast there, Fresh. I've got a contract here with your signature on it. And according to paragraph Z, line 4, your lips are mine. You move them when and where I tell you.
Wait a minute. Paragraph Z? Let me see that.
If you don't live up to your end of this deal, I'll sue. And you will be in court until the day you die.
Cousin, is this true?
I'm afraid it is.
Belkman, got your press conference scheduled for tomorrow? It's your introduction to the music world. All the major music publications are going to be there, babe. So, see you there. Or I'll see you in court. Fresh young Belky B's first music video. What can I say, huh? I mean, you are witnessing today the birth of a major new rock phenomenon, okay? This guy is hot. He is happening, and he is here. That's right, you heard me. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, put those hands together and give it up for Fresh young Belky B!
Hello. My name is Fresh Young Belky B, and I would like you to meet my DJ, MC Cousin.
Yo.
Hey. Your contract didn't say anything about a DJ. You're here to answer their questions, and here are your answers.
He's not going to answer any questions. He's going to sing live.
Yo.
You can't do that.
Well, let's ask the press. You want to hear Fresh Young Belky B sing?
Yo, it's Belky time.
Yo. singer on the job, you see. The man said he'd make a star out of me.
He cut a record, shot a video, too.
But when we saw it, something didn't ring true. Was set to groove and had my friends around. My lips were moving, but there wasn't my sound.
What we heard wasn't our choice. Clive Enright dubbed in a new voice. None of his acts sing their own song. What went down, we think was terribly wrong.
Neon, Leon, Jazzy, Jake, and the Dukes
have no talent, they're just lip-syncing flukes.
Lionel, Divinyl, and Untamed Jane, their story is sadly the same. Even Jumpback Jimmy Mack couldn't carry a tune in a paper sack.
Take it from Fresh Young Balky B
and his cousin, MC.
What you're hearing ain't what you see. And singing a lie just ain't for me. Cause the songs moving up his hit parade are all a part of Enright's charade.
But you got the power to end his game.
So tell the world, Clive Enright's to blame. Enright's to blame. Enright's to blame.
Cousin, look at this. Mr. Enright is being sued, and the man who really sung on my video has a record out which is expected to go plutonium.
Not plutonium, platinum. And now he is going to be very, very rich, and we are not.
Larry, you got the byline on the expose about Enright and his phony singers.
I did scoop Rolling Stone, Musicians Weekly, and Rap and Roll. I guess Fresh Young Balky B and MC Cousin did earn me something.
I'm just sorry we never got to see your act.
Oh. Well, there's still time. Stay right where you are.
Don't, come on, MC.
No, let's get busy.
One day, a friend is murdered and Mac takes to the streets to catch his killer. Will he be the next victim? Don't miss MacGyver. Then, based on an actual incident, Peter Scolari, Lisa Hartman, and Lee Majors star in Fire Trapped on the 37th Floor, the ABC Monday night movie. Now stay tuned for Going Places.